Mesechet Baba Bata Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Mocher et Habayis, Mocher et Adelis, Avolo et Hamaftech. Somebody who sells a house to his friend. Included in the sale of the house is the door to the house. Since it's attached to the house, it's part of the house, it's not something separate. But not included in the sale is the key to get into the house. And since it's not attached to the house, it's considered something separate from the house and has to be paid for separately. Mocher et Hamaftech et Hakavua. Avolo et Hamatotelis. If there's a machtesh that's attached to the ground of the house, a grinder, since it's attached to the house, considered part of the house, and is included in the sale. But if the grinder is movable, it's not attached to the house, so it's considered something separate from the house, and is not included in the sale. Machar es hadstrobel, avolo es hakelis. Included in the sale of the house is an estrobel, which is the bottom part of the mill, which is attached to the ground of the house. And since it's attached to the house, it's part of the house. But the kelis, which is a piece of the mill that catches the grain after it is ground, since it is movable, it's considered something separate from the house and is not included in the sale. Below es hatanor, below es hakirayim, and also not included in the sale of the house is an oven or a kirayim, which is a smaller oven. This is not attached to the ground and therefore is considered something separate from the house. But if the seller at the time he sells the house, he says that he is selling the house and everything inside of it, then everything is included, even things that are movable are included. And since at the time he sold the house, he specified that he is selling everything in the house, then even things that are not attached to the house is included in the sale, and the locale does not have to pay for them separately. Mesechet Baba Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Hamoicher to Chaser, Machar, Batim, Boirois, Sichin, Umaros, Avolois, and Metaltel. Somebody who sells a courtyard to his friend, even though he does not specify, included in the sale are any houses that open up to the courtyard. And also included in the sale are any wells, ditches, or caves that are in this courtyard. But not included in the sale is movable objects that are in the courtyard. Only things that are attached to the ground are included. And since most courtyards have houses that open up into them, so therefore when somebody sells a chatzir, even if he doesn't specify, he means to sell also the houses that open up to the chatzir, and he also means to sell any wells that are inside the chatzir. Even though we saw in Mishnah Beis, when somebody sells a house, the well inside the house is not included in the sale, as a well is considered something separate from a house, but a well is not considered something separate from a courtyard. It's included in the sale of the courtyard. If at the time he makes the sale, the seller specifies that everything in the courtyard is included in the sale, then even movable objects that are not attached to the ground are included in the sale, and the buyer would not have to pay for them separately. Whether the mocher, at the time he made the sale, specifies that everything in the courtyard is included in the sale, or whether he didn't specify anything at all at the time of the sale. In either case, a bathhouse that is in the chatzer, or an olive press that is in the chatzer, is not included in the sale, even though he specified that everything in the courtyard is included. This does not include a merchatz or a beis habad. The reason being is since most chatzeros do not have a beis habad or a merchatz, so therefore it is considered something separate from the chatzer, and he would have to specify that the merchatz or beis habad is included for it to be part of the sale. Otherwise, it's considered something separate and remains the property of the seller. Rabbi Eliezer Omer HaMecher Zachatzer Lo Machar Ela Avira Shachatzer. Rabbi Eliezer argues with the Tanakhama. He said that somebody who sells a chatzer without specifying, the only thing that is included in the sale is the actual space of the chatzer, but any houses that open up to the chatzer are not included, and any wells in the chatzer are also not included. The only thing that is included in the sale is the actual chatzer itself, unless the maker specifies the houses that open up to the chatzer remain the property of the maker.